In this episode of Podcast Tactics, you will get podcasting tips and advice from longtime friends who created a comedy podcast that explores anything and everything in the zeitgeist of today. I'm James, the host of Podcast Tactics. If you want to keep learning about podcasting, get inspired, and stay motivated, join the mailing list at podcasttactics.com. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Joining me right now is Joey and Steven from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hey guys, thanks for joining me.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Hey, how you doing?
Let's dive right in. Tell us about your podcast. What's the name of it and what's it all about?
It's the B3F podcast. And originally it started out as BFFF, and then we decided that didn't roll off the tongue as well as B3F. And I don't know, I'm assuming you'll edit or censor this, but it stands BFFF is best fucking friends forever.
Right. Okay, cool. Yeah.
We've been friends for 23-ish years, and we finally live in the same city, and we've been talking for a few years about doing a podcast, and it's just us and occasional guest, and
it's an easy way to get our wives to let us hang out.
That's right. On a regular basis.
Yeah. Get together and do a little drinking together.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm glad you explained the 3F. I was going to ask you what it was, but yeah, no, that's brilliant. I love it. So you guys have been going at this for a while now.
Almost a little over a year.
Like a year and 3 months, something like that.
No. We started in August. It's about a year and a half. Right at a year and a half.
Yeah. Like 2019.
Yeah, August 2019. We started tonight when we record. It'll be episode 83. We do one a week without fail. Actually.
Wow. Consistency.
My wife said to me today, I really kind of thought you guys would be done with this by now.
So did I, in all fairness.
So let's talk about that, actually. I mean, you know, have you experienced some growth in listenership? What does that look like?
It's been a very slow roll because both of us, because of a lot of our content, we don't really advertise on our personal pages because of work and things like that. Yeah. And we both have very, very conservative families. Yeah. And so most of the people, so our growth has been, it's been growth, but it's been pretty organic and slow. People that have liked it have shared it and kind of on. So it's picked up more. We've managed to get some pretty decent guests over the last, a few months, and that's boosted things significantly. So it's growing slower than we'd like, obviously, but enough that I haven't just quit yet.
So. right. Yeah, he put it great. That's exactly how it is. Yeah.
All right, let's dig in a little bit more here. I'm going to ask you guys. So, what do you guys hate about podcasting?
Spending time with him.
Yeah, that can be annoying for sure. I mean, when you've known somebody that long. Yeah.
No, I think as far as the actual act of podcasting for me, though, is just not having necessarily tangible results, right? Because you see trends between things, but there's not always a way to quantify or put a thumb on what's working and what's not. So you just kind of have to stay the course of what you're enjoying. And
yeah, whatever. Well, we both have come from a music background, him doing it more so than I ever did, but the audience when you're playing music it's instantaneous. Just like stand up comedy or something like that is instantaneous. So that's one reason I think that we've kind of progressed into doing a live stream when we record so that we can get some instantaneous interaction from people that are watching.
I need my ego stroked, man. I need it so bad.
That's the thing. I mean, and well, once you commit to doing something every week, and cause I'm a big believer in, if you want to have a successful podcast, they got to know when you're going to be available, like when you're there. It's got to be consistent. And so there's plenty of weekends where it's been like, Jesus, I really don't feel like doing this. Yeah. But you just have to anyway. And those are probably some
that
of our worst
very
episodes.
Long answer for your question, sir.
No, that's actually perfect. Oh, I was trying to remember. I lost track of what I was going to ask you guys next because I keyed on something and I totally spaced out, but I'm sure it'll come back to me.
That's every one of our episodes with me, man. I remember nothing ever. So
let's switch over. Let's talk about what you guys love about podcasting.
It really...
When I get to leave at the end of the episode.
Sometimes. Last week, you stayed all night long.
Oh, man. No. I had way too much to drink.
Yeah, we drink something on every episode, and we had a guest, and we drank more.
I think so far, my favorite part is when we've kind of hammered into doing more guests lately, and it's just getting to talk to people that you usually wouldn't get an opportunity to talk to. And something we try hard to do is not to have a standard Q&A type of interview, but for it to be more of a conversation hangout. So you get some cool stories and you get to see a lot more of that person than you, I think, usually would with a normal interview. So that's probably been consistently my favorite part of some of the people we've gotten to shoot the shit with.
And that works really good for the two of us, because I am definitely more of a preparation kind of person, and he's a more,
oh my God,
off the cuff kind of thing. And so I'll jot down ideas rather than questions. And so I try to let us just get there organically with the guest, but definitely if it doesn't get there, I'll ask. But to his point, like, we're pretty much open to talk to anyone, and that's
about what's anything. Been
about anything. We had one of the guys on the forefront of the flat earth movement, and neither of us are flat earthers, but it was a really great conversation with the guy. I mean, he wasn't an asshole like we kind of thought he might be.
Yeah, it was fun.
And we weren't either. It was just a really interesting conversation with a guy. So
I do want to get into that, because that is okay. One of the episodes that I listened to.
Sure,
but before
sure.
we do that, I wanted to ask you guys, like, in terms of being co-hosts and, you know, arranging that, what is that? How is that? I mean, you guys have known each other for 20 years, so maybe it just comes naturally, no, but
I let him do everything.
It's
come pretty natural. I do most of the audio, the mixing and getting that ready. He's kind of taken the lead on the video stuff, because that's something that he's wanted. He's definitely way more organized and, like you said, to the point than I am. So a lot of that stuff he's done. I really hate social media, so I've kind of let him do that, but I'll still bitch about him doing a shitty job on social media. So. But as a whole, it's fun. We've had a couple back and forths on some stuff, but for the most part, it's been a pretty...
It gives you...
It's because I cherish you, boo.
Is that what I just said? I wish I could say the same. that it really has really kind of organically just kind of worked out. Like, we have the Rodecaster, and we didn't have that to start with. It was really a lot more of individual files that he's dealing with and things like that. And we would bounce back and forth, and just finally, it was just like, he just does. And anything audio, he's handling it. Video stuff is more in my court. But we bounce back and forth off of each other when it comes to stuff like that. So
definitely your guys' rapport with each other, you know, comes across. I mean, you guys are definitely buddies. Your episodes, it's very much, you know, like hanging out with you guys. It's a lot of fun.
He's the only person for me, and I'm the only person for him that we can stand hanging out with each other for that amount of time. Yeah, that's it.
So talk to me about how you guys are, I think you guys touched on it a little bit, but how are you guys growing your podcast? What are your promotional channels? Do you have any advice around that?
Well, there's something that's one thing we've been actually pretty poor at that we could do a whole lot better, is actually taking some time, doing some promoted posts, doing some paid ads. 90% of what we've done have been just through Instagram and getting our guests and trying to get them to say, hey, you know, share this. We've had a couple that have actually used our episode with them as their episode the following week, which has been pretty cool. We're still a little bitter that a couple people were like, oh yeah, we'll totally have you on our podcast. And then they didn't because they're liars. But really, I think that's been the bulk of ours, is cross promotion with people has been the bulk of ours. I mean, it's an area we definitely could do more and do better in, for sure. But, you know, I work 50, 60 hours a week. So does he. And, you know, we're lazy.
Wow, I wouldn't say that. I mean, you guys are working 50, 60 hours a week and doing a podcast on top of that. That's not an easy undertaking.
It's not, and it shows sometimes if you listen. No, so I'm sorry, just to go back to one of your earlier questions real quick.
Jesus,
social media is my least favorite thing about it. Yeah. Having to keep up with social media. That's the short answer for that.
He got that.
When you said social media and that you hated, I thought, yeah, that is my least favorite thing.
I know, but I let you do it because I'm jealous.
I know you do. It has, like you said, been on organic growth. I mean, we have some other shows that we consider friends of the show that
we promote them regularly as well.
Yep. They will call in. One or two of the hosts will call into us on occasion when they see that we're live streaming and things like that. And it's carryover from other shows and just organic through social media without any promoted posts.
We should have told him to take a shot every time you said organic to them. Jesus.
You said it first though.
Yeah, but I said it well.
Well, I'm just following your lead.
Talk to me about how you guys get your guests. How are you dialing into these people?
Oh man, shameless self-promotion. No, actually a lot of it has been, it started out people we knew or
yeah.
people that we, you know, whatever.
Local business owners
is kind of where it really started. For us with our content, it's off brand for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And which we totally understand, like if I had a reputable business, there's no way I would come on our podcast, but you know, with some barbershops, there's a couple veteran owned, mm-hmm. companies that we got to come on. And then that just kind of grew out from there. Then I started, email blasting just some people that we'd like to have that, you know, not like trying to get Ryan Reynolds on, who is my
it's your white whale.
It's my white whale. But, yeah. Going for like,
get I think your Moby Dick hard.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. We had, Will Willis on, which is off of the Forest and Fire series. He was the host for them. It was a show my dad loved. And so we've gotten kind of lucky, with a few, but that's opened the doors for other guests. So really it was just outside of, contact things. It's just been emailing like, mm-hmm. Hey, we got this podcast. You want to come on? And a few people have been like, yeah, that'd be super awesome. And some people have been like, nah, like I emailed SETI and I was like and they were like, yeah, no, but they replied. I was like, okay.
Right. Right.
But, yeah, so it's been a lot of that. There's a site called matchmaker.fm that I found, which sounds like a really disgusting dating site for podcasters.
Right.
But,
yeah.
But we've gotten a few guests, from there and connected with some people. So it's kind of across the board, but really a lot of us just desperate emailing to, you know, anybody we think might consider coming on.
Well, it's worked.
Yeah. So far.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into a little bit of an episode discussion here. I did listen to a couple of your shows.
Okay.
The first one I listened to was Spicy Mike Curley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, last week, yeah.
Yeah. I got to say, when you guys when you submitted your submission to come on, you said something like, we're rough around the edges.
Yes.
That's a load of crap, I'm going to say. Your audio is on point and...
I think I meant personality-wise. Personality-wise, we're rough around
the edges. I would say we're rough all the way to the middle. That dude. We're, yeah, that's we're, true. We that's can true. Be abrasive as hell.
Right. Yeah. No, you said about the audio. That's one thing we said from the beginning and pride ourselves on, that we have really good audio. And that's...
Well, our content might be garbage.
That's
but
right.
Damn it, it sounds
but
good.
At least it's not going to hurt your ears. Right. That's the one thing we wanted from the start. Make sure that the audio quality is good. So...
How do you do that? How do you make sure the audio quality is good?
Well, it started out, we both have a background in audio. We both went to school for audio production and engineering. He graduated. I did not, but I'm still way better at it. And so we did do everything multi-track and then I'd mix everything afterwards. And it was kind of a pain and I still do, but we picked up a Rodecaster, which we're not endorsed by them. Jesus, I wish we were, but it's been the single greatest piece of equipment I've ever bought audio-wise. If I run out of time, something happens, we can upload straight off of that. Mm-hmm. I still like to do it myself after just because I'm picky with that stuff. But it's super, super easy now. It's, oh my gosh, I wish I'd have had this for forever ago since we started doing this. But
all right. So I'm gonna have to ask because I'm a newbie. Talk to me about the Rodecaster. What does that do?
Oh, everything.
Everything.
Everything except for cookie breakfast in the morning.
All the audio you're getting right now is coming from this. Your audio is coming back to us through this. Yeah.
Basically it'll take four mics. It'll take Bluetooth, USB in and out and a phone plug directly. And then it also has a full sound pad bank, for pre-recorded for intros, outros, all that stuff.
It's turned down, isn't it?
But, but it records, on an SD card or you can multi-track it out to a computer. Mm-hmm. After it records, it'll give you multiple tracks you can mix separately, or it'll give you the stereo tracks straight off of this guy that you can just like upload in whatever format you need to. And it sounds great, legitimately, right? Like what you hear in your headphones is what you hear coming out. Like it's fantastic. So
in each set of headphones going in is completely, you can adjust the audio. You can four sets of headphones going in and adjust that volume however you want it. I mean, so
it makes everything really simplified. So it's literally you can plug and play. You don't have to have any audio. If you can make it sound good to yourself, it sounds good coming out.
That's awesome. That's good to know. Great. Another piece of equipment, right?
Right. Oh my God. Like I wanted to buy one. He was like, dude, we don't need that. I was like, I know we don't need it, but I want it so bad.
That's it.
And so I bought it and he was like, I can't believe you bought that. And then after we used it, he was like, man, I'm so glad you bought that. I'm like, I know. Right.
Well,
We're not getting paid for this shit.
We should. But we have Rode mics and it has preset settings. Like you can select which Rode mic you're using and it's preset.
It has sets for other mics too.
It does. But I mean, Rode and Rode, it just, it goes great.
Anyway, so. Regardless, that's what we end up using, and it's cut down my post show time in half at least.
Yeah.
How about that tequila? How was that?
Oh my God, it was so bad.
Once you put lime in it, it was not nearly as bad. But straight,
it tasted like a tequila flavored vodka is what it reminded me of.
A little bit, yeah.
It was not good. I drank way too much. My buddy told me I was like noticeably shit faced at the end of that episode.
I could, really?
I didn't think I was that bad, but it was, yeah. I stayed here that night.
Yeah. So it wasn't bad mixed with lime, but it wasn't great by itself.
All right. I really do want to talk to you guys about the David Weiss and the Flat Earth episode. Going into that, I mean, you guys said at the beginning of the episode that you are not flat earthers. Going into that episode, what were your expectations, if anything?
For me, I did, like, we talked about it a lot beforehand, and you know, because there's so many angles you could come in, like, hey, I'm going to argue with this guy.
Right.
You know, I'm going to pretend like I agree with everything, you know, whatever the case may be. And I just said, I'm just going to talk to him. Like, I don't expect to have my mind changed to be a flat earther. Like,
right.
That's absurd to me. But I was like, it doesn't mean I can't have an open conversation with the guy. If he says something that's interesting, I can ask him a question on it. Like, it's kind of like anything else. Like, everything doesn't have to be an argument. If you know you disagree coming in, there's no sense to be a jerk and come out swinging. Like, let the guy talk. And it's my show. You know, if I want to hang up on the guy, I can hang up on the guy. But there's no reason. Like, I'm not afraid that him being a flat earther is going to convert me against my will to being a flat earther. You know, so there's no harm in letting the guy talk. And if another grown human being listens to the podcast and converts being a flat earther, well, they're a grown up. Sure.
Right.
Good for them. You know?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Am I allowed to cuss this? I apologize. I'm cussing a lot. Okay.
I'll just put the E on the episode.
Awesome. That's fine. Awesome. That's fine. Yeah, I'm prior military, man. It spits out. Like, I cussed like that before him, but not nearly as bad.
Yeah. I mean, David Weiss reached out to us and asked if he could come on the show. So, it was like, hell yeah. I mean, he was on Alex Jones, which I'm not promoting Alex Jones, but I mean, that's a pretty popular thing. I would say we've gotten some listeners off of having David Weiss that have stuck around. But as far as our stream of it goes, the video on YouTube, it's gotten way more views than anything else we've gotten. But it was a fun episode. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, for me coming into it too, like I truly enjoy, like, I don't like people, but I like talking to people, if that makes sense. Like, I like having conversation regardless of what it's about. I don't necessarily want to sit and, you know, go hang out at a bar afterwards with David Weiss, but talking to him on the podcast was fantastic. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. And we look at things much, much differently, which is funny because I tend to be a lot more conceptual and you're very literal. And so it was fun for me to hear the dynamic between when you guys talked and when I talk. We argue half the time we get in arguments is because it's semantics. Like, I'm saying, no, this is this. And he's like, no, but you said this specifically. It drives me absolutely crazy. But I think it makes for a good time talking to guests, especially when I'm like, that's the stupidest question you could have asked. And you're like, really? You just said that. You know, it's fun.
Well, I have to say, it did take me a little while, you know, as I was prepping for this interview, it took me a little while to like figure out, like, are they flat earthers or what's, you know, because you guys rode that fence for like a long time. I was like, what's going on? I mean, Steven, I think it was you that said, I don't care if it's a globe or flat, you know?
Right.
And I nailed it.
No, actually, I think I said that to him at the end.
Okay.
Yeah. And because somebody else responded to one of our posts or something and she said, well, what if such and such, you know, what if, you know, the government's lying to you about whatever? And I think Steven actually ended up going on our account and replying to it. It was like, not the same thing. Like,
the government lies to us
about everything all the time. Absolutely. So, yeah, that's what I said to him. Like, I don't care. If I woke up tomorrow and NASA said, hey, we've been lying to you, the earth is flat, do I still have to go to work and then come back here on Saturday and sit across from this asshole on the podcast? Yeah, then I really don't care if the earth is flat or round. It really doesn't make a difference.
But that made it fun. Like, not going into it wanting to be combative and just to talk.
Yeah.
Like, because I told Joey, it's like, you know, we were joking. I was like, I might become a flat earther after this, you know, but just being open, because the conversation changes when you automatically come in with something to prove or with your hands up in front of you, then the dynamic of that is going to be much less enjoyable. And my whole thing is like, I want the episode to be fun. And if we're just being assholes to each other the entire time, like, some people are going to get off on that, but it's not nearly as much fun. And then the comment section though, on any media post with that were so much fun. Oh my God. I've never heard so much politically incorrect language from both people, just being names and words. Yeah. And it was
we incredible. See those comments live while we're recording, and they were, I think the half the people weren't even listening or watching the show. They're just arguing with each other in the comments. It was great. Fantastic. So,
can you talk to us a little bit about, you know, what it's like to, go live on YouTube and take calls like that? That seems really overwhelming to me.
Well, one more plug for this. This makes it so much easier.
It does.
But outside of that, like, there's times it's hard if there's a lot and it's just us, because then I'm trying to watch the screen or whatever, and we miss stuff. But really, it's been kind of fun. We've got a couple of people that like to call in consistently and just interrupt or whatever. Right. But because I enjoy it more. It's a little more frustrating sometimes if you've got a section of time and nobody's on and you're like, why are we doing this live?
Right.
But then, you know, somebody will pop on and do some stuff. And I mean, we occasionally have quite a few, and then we'll have some nights that we might have five people the entire 2 hours, you know? And
right.
The funny thing is we'll go on break and we keep the stream going, but we have a little thing that pops up, says, hey, we'll be right back. You know, we're on break, whatever. And then we'll come to sit down and there'll be like five people sitting there. And as soon as we start talking, it fucking goes to zero. And we're just like,
They just wanted to see our pretty old school on break screen. That's the biggest,
it's fun, but it's
hurdle for me is getting over seeing people come on and then drop off. And it's like, did I not say anything at all funny or interesting
in that
20 seconds that they were on?
You're
probably right.
I'm the funny one.
Is that what it is?
But you're the cute one.
It's just why they should be on the live stream.
No, we have a thing on our website. It's called Tell Us What You Really Think. And it's a completely anonymous place. You can review us individually and the podcast.
Yes.
And we encourage negative feedback. Like, we really, really like that. And somebody got in there once and said that he was the cute one and I was the funny one. He tells it like it is. And I don't remember what it was. It was ridiculous. Got some
crazy stuff on there.
But it's fun.
I want to ask both of you, what's one piece of advice that you would give somebody who is interested in starting a podcast?
Go ahead.
I think it would be flexible with your vision of what it's going to be. Like, it's good to have, in my opinion, direction. Like, hey, this is the type of podcast that I want to have, right? But then as you go, you might find out that your personality or the way you look at things might not quite fit that genre. So be flexible in that, right? Because everybody, whether it's good or stupid or whatever, like, but everybody has something to say to throw out there, and everyone has someone else that wants to hear it, right? It's this really weird dynamic. No matter how much bullshit somebody might be spitting, somebody wants to hear that bullshit. You know what I mean? And so I think just being flexible in the direction you're willing to take might be the best way to put it. If you want to do a true crime podcast, awesome, but it might not get the traction in the area you think it's going to get. That doesn't mean you have to change genres, but, you know, just be open to your audience is going to kind of tell you what they want. We've kind of forced our fists down our audience's throat a lot of times, but we have changed a lot since the beginning of what we've done.
Yeah.
So I think flexibility is key, and not getting really frustrated at the beginning when you're looking at your downloads and you've got like three. Because like for us, when we first started getting like 25, I'm like, I don't know 25 people listening to this shit. Like he's like, I don't know 25 people. I'm like, yeah, so I can count four for me. He can count three for him. I was like, so that means 14 people we don't know are listening to this. Like, that's pretty sweet. So if you look at your numbers that way, if all your parents are listening to it and you have two, sure, that's frustrating. But when you start getting the more, you're getting bigger numbers than people you actually know, then it's like, okay. So if whether it's you're getting 10,000 or you're getting 20, people you don't know are what you have to say, that's encouraging in and of itself to me.
Yeah. And to tag onto that, like I'd say, there are little things that happen here and there that are encouraging or validating, however you want to put it. Like, you may have a day and you think this week's episode is just awful. And then all of a sudden you'll get several listens on that, but then it spreads out and you early on, then you look and you go, wow, 300 downloads in one day is insane to me. Early on, we had that happen. Well, a few weeks ago, somebody called in. We don't know their name. We don't know anything about them, really. We have some ideas, but it's not somebody we know. But they just called in and were like, hey, I just wanted to say you guys are great. You're my favorite show that I listen to and watch every week.
So weird.
Like, it is so weird. It's just strange. I'm thankful for that, but it's so strange. And it's like, all right, that'll get me through another few weeks.
I think it's be flexible and don't get discouraged.
That's it.
Because you're not going to have, like, some people, we always say that's the same way in doing music. You'll see somebody or you'll hear a podcast, you're like, they suck. And they have like 20,000 listeners. Like, how is this even possible? And then, you know, and then you'll see another podcast that, like, you know, like ours, that's amazing. And we have, you know, far less than that. But I think you just can't get too focused on numbers, and you either do it because you really enjoy doing it, or you just stop doing it. Like, if the sole reason you're doing it as an independent person is to immediately have thousands of listeners, you're probably going to end up pretty discouraged pretty quick.
Yeah, that's good
unless
advice.
You have a built-in network, which some people do, you know, or you're sweet. Like, we're both fucking 40 years old. We're old, way too old to have a podcast, but you know, something.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question? I just started rambling, man, and I listening to myself talk, and then it was, you know.
Imagine what it's like for us listening to you talk.
I know, dude.
Joey, what about you? What's one piece of advice you would give a new podcaster?
Well, so one of the last things he said was like, don't get discouraged. If you really enjoy doing it, that's what I would just do it. I mean, it just is what it is. And don't put a lot of money into it, but make sure you're putting out the best product you can. I mean, put a lot of money into it if you can afford it, whatever. if you're a millionaire, or you got daddy's money or mommy's money or whatever, fine, I don't care. Build yourself your own studio. But for us, where everything we have in here is completely out of pocket, like, it's just a little over time.
Or out of credit.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. Don't get discouraged, but put out a good product. So many people put out, you know,
like yours. Like, I don't know how long have you been broadcasting, if you don't mind me asking?
I've been doing this literally for a couple of weeks. You guys were one of the few, one of the many people that had responded to that Facebook post that I put up, and it, like, that exploded. It was literally like, oh, okay, I guess I'm going to do this. And so, yeah, I mean, I haven't even aired my first episode yet.
Yeah. But I was going to say, but your audio is great. Like, we can hear you really well. You don't sound like you're in a closet. So, I mean, you're 10 steps ahead, you know, just based on this, you know. And
thanks for the feedback. You know, I appreciate that.
Your camera's decent. I mean, like I said, it's all, you look professional from the get-go. Like, I had assumed, like, I didn't know anything about it. He was like, oh, we have this interview at 6. So I came on, and when I saw you come on, I was like, oh, okay, he's been doing this for a little bit. So, you know, it's a good thing.
No, but thank you for that. I appreciate it.
I mean, there are people that I've seen ask the question, like, I'm recording on my phone, and they're literally hitting record and setting the phone down and talking into it. And I'm like, if that's all you can afford, fine. But there's free software out there that's going to make it sound better, because it's hard to listen to something, especially something new, if the audio sucks.
You don't know what you don't know.
You're right. I agree with that.
Yeah.
But that's why you have these groups on Facebook.
But how much bad advice? That's like asking.
Sure.
You know, your other dude friends for dating advice. They're going to give you shitty advice.
I agree with that. But
I mean,
there are people out there on Facebook that live to build other people up, surprisingly. and yeah, you can get some good advice out there. You can get some bad advice out there. Yeah. But audacity, people live and die by audacity, and I don't get it. So
anyway, sorry.
I'm not gonna say what I'm using right now to record my audio. let's move on, shall we?
No, but if you're using good gear, there's nothing wrong with audacity.
That's it. There's nothing wrong but I know people that are just like, that's the end all be all for them, is I gotta use audacity. I'm like, but you don't. If audacity's not working for you, there's other stuff.
He hates specific things much more than I do in that regard.
I do.
Yeah,
I do.
You do.
Well, let me ask you guys this. And I do want both of you to respond to this one as well.
God.
What is it that you want people to get out of listening to your show? Why should people listen to your podcast?
Because they're goddamn hilarious. No, I it's it. It's like, I don't know, because it's like sitting in the room with two people, and just, it is literally like before the show and on break and after, we sit out on my back deck and patio and we smoke cigarettes and cigars and drink and we just bullshit. And it's exactly the same thing. And that's it. If, you know, if you're lost and alone, you will find me time after time.
You know, for me, I think it's like, honestly, I have, it's kind of like that art, not that I'm calling myself an artist, but like this equal parts of self-loathing and narcissism. Right.
Yeah.
And so there's this bit of like, I like the attention and feeling like somebody's listening to what I'm saying. I mean, I'm shamelessly say that I don't care. Like, I like attention. And I think there's also, and we've been friends for long enough, and I think there's almost this small, like unspoken competition that like, I want to be funnier than Joey this week, or he wants to be funnier than me. Or, and so it's almost part of it is just like, I want to be more awesome on this show than he is. And so like, I can't quit because then he wins,
right?
You know, or whatever the case may be. And
that, you don't want Hunter sitting in that seat.
Oh my God, fuck Hunter. But really for me, I think the bottom line is, I just want people to, I just want, cause I'm not a big pod. Like I hate podcasts really. I don't listen to them for the most part. There's a couple I listen to music. And so like, I don't have anything of in my mind of wanting to be at any type of level, but the few that I do listen to, I just enjoy. Cause I feel like that even if I'm not interacting, I feel like that I'm interacting, if that makes sense. Like I'm enjoying the conversation that they're having. And so I think that's what I would want somebody to get out of ours. Kind of like what you said, but well, I just said it. Well, worse.
No, I mean, that's the big thing about when you listen to, Joe Rogan or Bill Burr and Bill Burr baffles me how he does that podcast every week just by himself. But when you listen to those, you start to feel over time like you really know that person.
Yeah.
And like you said, the interaction, and that's kind of, I like that. I want people to feel like they can reach out with questions to shit and really expect a legitimate answer. Now we're going to spin it.
I'm having a podcast newbie moment here. My son came walking in. I could not think of two better people that could have happened to. Sorry about that.
No, we had Will Willis on the other day or a few months ago, and his kid came down, and his wife, and like, we don't care.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, it's fine.
I guess what kind of on tagging along what you were saying as far as that experience, and also like when we have guests, I like people to listen and feel like that they're getting part of a conversation that they wouldn't get normally, if that makes any sense at all.
It makes absolute sense. I mean, the context under which you guys are interviewing people and having these conversations is extremely unique, and you bring your own flavor to it. You guys have a chemistry with each other, and I feel like it's very engaging, and it makes me want to. I mean, you guys are funny.
Thank you.
You know, so I mean, it's
who's
like
funnier.
I'm not going there. I'm going to ask my next question.
We all know the answer. It's fine.
All right, it's time machine time, guys.
Okay,
we're going to go in the future, a year or two down the road.
Okay,
looking back, what are you guys' hopes for your podcast?
So looking back, we're hoping. Okay. So I was going to say, I hope I killed baby Hitler, but that's way too far.
We're going in the future. We're going in the future.
I hope I kill future Hitler.
Do you? That's nice. That's nice. No, you know, at the risk of sound, I don't want to sound too stingy. I would love to average 1,000 to 1,000 downloads, like per 1,000 to 5,000 downloads per episode, but I'd love to have a lot of people on our stream to interact with us, our live stream. That's really, I've progressed from caring. I don't care as much about the recorded version that comes out on Mondays as I do the live stream that's on Saturday nights. That's more important to me at this point than the audio version. It just is, because it's instant gratification.
That's true.
That's it. That's the thing. We would like to have an LLC so that, that we can pay for things out of the business and buy all this equipment back from us,
get taxes
and get tax breaks. That's it. I mean, just continued steady growth. I mean,
I think if I'm in the future and I'm looking back on the podcast, I'm thinking, good job getting that Presidential Medal of Honor, guys.
No, that's what you're thinking.
Good job. Good job changing the face of the planet.
Yeah.
Now I think for me, when it's done, I want it to have been done. You know, like I want to be able to look back and say, hey, we finished this whenever that we might still be recording in like in 20 years. I don't
know. Right. Who knows?
But at least be at the point where either like, I feel like that we finished at a good time. And then we ran its course. I think that's because like, I don't want to, we both have
you
time.
You and Seinfeld that shit.
No, that was one of the worst endings.
No, I'm talking about go out on top.
Yeah. I want to go out on top.
Yeah.
And so for us, like, because there's times, especially knowing each other as long as we have, there are times like I'm tired of doing this podcast. It's stupid. I'm tired of putting in the time. And then we usually end up having a good time by the end of the episode.
Yeah.
Usually there's been once or twice. I'm just like,
yeah,
but for the most part, it's been good. But like, if I was like, you know, fuck this, I quit. Like right now, we'd be friends again after a week or two. But there'd be like, we probably could have done some more with that type of deal. But
yeah, that's it. We if you're gonna break up with me, you got to do it on the podcast.
Oh, I'm going to. I'll be like, dude, this is my last episode. Yeah,
I had something else I was gonna say, and then when you said break when we said break up on the podcast, I lost it.
Because so, it was a better answer.
You're right. It was.
All right, guys. One more question before we wrap things up here.
Okay.
If, excuse me. When your podcast gets developed into a movie, who will be playing the leading roles?
Ryan Reynolds.
He's going to play me because he doesn't look anything like you.
That's fair. Jonah Hill.
Jonah Hill's going to play you. Okay. No, who would play the leading roles? That's an interesting one. Huh.
How about do this? You pick who would play me and I'll pick who would play you.
Ooh.
Okay, go ahead.
No, you first. I'm thinking.
You're thinking. I'm thinking. Let's see here. Andrew Garfield or Chris Evans?
Drew Carey.
Yeah.
See, I'll take Chris Evans.
Chris Evans or Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
One or the other.
I'm still staying with Drew Carey.
Yeah. Or Tom Holland. I'll let you be the new Spider-Man at least.
New Spider-Man.
Yeah, Drew Carey. Okay.
Tell us where people can find out more about you and your show.
B3Fpodcast.com. It's got links to all of our socials, all of our audios there, all of our videos there. You can say mean things to us. We got links to all of our friends' podcast. I shouldn't even say friends, people's podcast.
Yeah, friends of the show. Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, B3Fpodcast.com.
Perfect.
Yeah, that's it.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on. I had a great time. You guys are really funny. I wish you the best of luck, you know, moving forward.
Thank you.
You know, I believe you guys can make it happen. Just keep doing what you're doing. I think it's a riot. I can't wait to listen to some more of your show. I'm hoping that we can stay in contact, you know, keep in touch.
Are you guys there? When are you going to come on our show?
Let me know when you want me to come on and I'll be glad to bring the tequila.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I know. You're uninvited.
Where are you recording from?
I'm in San Diego.
San Diego.
Oh, okay, right on.
I smell a trip.
That would be awesome. Bring the Roadcaster.
Right. Yeah.
All right, my friend.
All right, guys. The name of the show is B3F Podcast. Guys, thanks again. I wish you the best of luck.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Joey and Steven. Check the show notes for links to learn more about Joey and Steven and their show, B3F Podcast. Please share what you got out of my conversation by leaving a review on podchaser.com. You can find out how to do this in the show notes, and do let me know what you need from me to make this show even better for you. And make sure you follow Podcast Tactics to keep learning more about podcasting in future episodes. Thank you.